Okay, Be'ez Hashem, today we're continuing in Parak Vav of Maseches Erevin, and today we are learning Mishnayos, Ches, and Tes. So Mishnah Ches discusses the following. We know that in order to carry in a Chatzar, you need an Eruv Chatzeros. In order to carry in a Mavui that joins many Chatzeros, you need a Shitufei Mavuos. And if you live in a Chatzar that has multiple houses, that then opens up into a Mavui that has multiple Chatzeros, so you should have both. You should have Eruv Chatzeros and Shitufei Mavuos. What if you don't have both? Chamish chatzeros psuchos lemavoi. Let's say you have five chatzeros that open up into a mavoi. Eruv b'chatzeros. If each chatzer did its own eruv, v'lo nishtatvu b'mavoi, but they didn't do a shitufei mavuos. So mutarim b'chatzeros v'asurim b'mavoi. They're allowed to carry in the chatzeros, but they're not allowed to carry in the mavoi because the eruvs that they made allow carrying in the chatzer, but not in the mavoi. V'im nishtatvu b'mavoi. But if they only made a shitufei mavuos, if they also made a shetufei mavuos, mutarin kan v'kan, then they can carry in the chatzar and in the mavoi, because they did an erev chatzeros that allows carrying in the chatzar, they did a shetufei mavuos that allows carrying in the mavoi. So meaning the chiddush over here is that they still need the erev chatzeros even though they did a shetufei mavuos. Erevu b'chatzeros v'nishtatvu b'mavoi, if they did an erev chatzeros and they also did a shetufei mavuos, v'shachach echad mibnei chatzar v'lo erev, and one of the members of one of the chatzeros forgot to participate in the Eruv, but he did participate in the Shituf Mutarin Kan V'Kan. Then they're allowed to carry in the Chatzer and also in the Mavoi, because a Shituf allows carrying in the Chatzeros even without an Eruv. Even though the Eruv of the Chatzer is possible, because someone didn't participate, it's still going to be kosher for everybody to carry there. Now, normally, there's an Issur Midrabanan carrying in a Chatzer without an Eruv, even if there is a Shituf, because the Shituf is kept in only one of the Chatzeros. So the people who live in the other Chatzeros might not be aware of the Shituf, and children certainly growing up there will assume that you're just allowed to carry between different houses in the Chatzer without any Eruv. So we're afraid of that. So the Rabbanim made such a din. But when they made an Eruv, but it's just a Pasul Eruv, so the children aren't going to know the difference, right? Meaning if they made an Eruv and it's just a Pasul Eruv, so the kids will remember, oh yeah, we need an Eruv over here. So they're going to always know that you need an Erev in your Chatzer. Aye, but it's possible. Yeah, but in reality, the Shitufei Mavuos really covers it. If one of the members of the Mavui, though, didn't join in the Shitufei Mavuos, but he did join in the Erev Chatzeros, Mutarim B'Chatzeros Asurim B'Mavui, then they can carry in the Chatzer, but not in the Mavui. Carrying in the Chatzer is Mutar, because you have an Erev Chatzeros. Excuse me, but carrying in the Mavoi is going to be Asur because the Shituf is Pasul and Erev can't cover you for a Shitufei Mavuos. So the Shamavui lechatzeros kechatzer lebatim, and the reason why we need a Shitufei Mavuos is that we view the relationship between a Mavoi and a Chatzer as the same as the relationship between a Chatzer and the Batim in the Chatzer. So just like the Chachamim asked carrying between houses in a Chatzer without an Eruv, because they thought people might carry between Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Hashanah, so they also asked carrying between a Chatzer and a Mavoi, between Chatzeros within a Mavoi, for the same reason that people might come to carry from a Rosh HaYachid to a Rosh HaRabim. Now Mishnah, so Mishnah Ches essentially taught us that really a Shitufei Mavuos covers the need for an Erev Chatzeros. It's just that we're concerned people will get the wrong impression, so we require an Erev Chatzeros as well. But certainly, even on Meikar Adin, an Erev Chatzeros does not cover you for Shitufei Mavuos. Now, Mishnah Tes. Everybody in the Chatzer has to join the Erev in order for the Erev to be kosher. So the Mishnah talks about whether someone's right to walk through a Chatzer makes him a member of that Chatzer in that he needs to participate in the Erev. So case number one. Shtei Chatzeros ulefnu mizu. Let's say you have two Chatzeros. One is deeper in, like it's like a cul-de-sac or something. One is further in than the other one. So the people in the inner chatzeros have to walk through the outer chatzeros in order to get to the mavoi, in order to get to the street. And let's say the inner chatzer made its own eruv, but the outer chatzer didn't make any eruv. So then the inner eruv is mutar, is kosher and people can carry there, but the outer chatzar is also because they don't have an eruv. So that's obvious, right? Meaning that lechora doesn't teach us any great chiddush. Other than that, you know, meaning that the idea that the outer chatzar doesn't ruin the inner chatzar is lechora not such a great chiddush. Hachitzon of lapnimus, but here's the chiddush, the reverse. Let's say the outer chatzar made an eruv, but the inner chatzar did not. Then shteha nasuros. Then you're not allowed to carry in either one, even in the outer chatzar. You're not allowed to carry. Why? Because the members of the inner chatzar need to walk through the outer chatzar to get anywhere. So they, therefore, are considered ki'ilu, that they're members of that chatzar, and they didn't participate in any eruv. Erev zula atzma v'zula atzma. If each, the inner and the outer chatzar, made their own eruv, zumutar s'pnei atzma, zumutar s'pnei atzma. Each one could carry within their own chatzar. The outer eruv is kosher, even though people from the inner chatzar are going to walk through and didn't join, because this Tana apparently assumes that people who are allowed to carry in their own chatzar won't aser another chatzar that they just have drisas haregel in, that they just have the ability to walk through. But Rabbi Akiva disagrees. Rabbi Akiva oser hachitzona shedrisas haregel osarta. He says that even the drisas haregel, the ability to walk through, is going to aser the outer chatzar, because there are people that have the right to walk through that did not participate in the eruv. But v'cham momrim ein drisas haregel osarta. The Chacham say the drisas haregel is not going to aser the outer chatzar. Now the chams sound like the same thing as the Tanakama, so it's not true. Though the Bartanura points out, the chachamim, according to the chum, a person's right to walk through another chatzar doesn't make him like a resident of that chatzar. So even if the members of the inner chatzar did not make their own eruv, they don't aser the members of the outer chatzar. So if the residents of the outer chatzar make their own eruv and the inner ones do not, carrying is mutter in the outer chatzar. So let's quickly review what it is that we learned today. So we learned Mishnayos, Ches, and Tes today. So in Mishnah Ches, we said that if you have five chatzeros that are open to a mavoi, and you did an eruv chatzeros, and not a shitufei mavuos, so the eruv chatzeros work. It's just that you don't have a shitufei mavuos. If you did a shitufei mavuos, in addition to the eruv chatzeros, then everything works. If you did an eruv chatzeros and the Shituvei Mavuos, but someone, one of the Eruvei Chatzeros is puzzle because someone forgot to join it, so then it also works, because strictly speaking, a Shituvei Mavuos covers your need for an Eruv Chatzeros. It's just a chashash that people are going to forget about the whole concept of Eruv Chatzeros. So as long as you have a puzzle, an Eruv Chatzeros is good enough. If a person did not participate in the Shituvei Mavuos, so it doesn't ruin the Eruv Chatzeros, but it does ruin the Shituvei Mavuos. Then in Mishnah Tess, we learned that if you have two Chatzeros, one further in than the other, so the residents of the inner Chatzer have to go through the outer Chatzer. So if you made an Eruv in the inner chatzar only, then only the members of the inner chatzar are allowed to carry within their chatzar. If they made an eruv, second case, in the outer chatzar only, then they're both going to be aser, because the drus haregel of the inner chatzar. The Drisaregel Yiner Chatzar is going to ruin the Outer Chatzar. If they made two independent Eruvin in the Inner Chatzar and the Outer Chatzar, then you have a Machlokas Tanaim. The Tanakama said each one is Mutter to carry and it's fine. Rabbi Kiva says no, the other one is Aser. And then the Chum say that Drisas Haregel is not going to Aser. Never is it going to Aser, even if you have a situation where only the Outer Chatzar made an Eruv and not the Inner Chatzar. They disagree with even the second halacha, right? The case of Achitzon of La Pnimis. So Drisa Haregel is just never going to pose a problem for members of the Avruchatzer. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Vav, Mishnah Yud.